The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 511.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She's a singer-songwriter, a writer, and she's also the host of the Soul's Work podcast. And I'm really excited to have her on and share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Janice Ho. Janice, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hey, Sheena. I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, and also thanks for all the great work you do on your podcast. Absolutely love it. Just to elaborate a little bit more, as mentioned, my name is Janice Ho. I am the host of the Soul's Work podcast, which on the show I talk about exploring our spiritual selves or our authentic selves. So both getting to understand that aspect of us in a deeper way, as well as working to peel away the layers of stuff that probably for all of us have been piled on top of our authentic selves over the years, you know, hiding it away from view. So we talk about things like intuition, fear, courage, internalized depression, addictions, the ego, and so much more. And I definitely bring in a lot of my own personal life experiences into the show as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Janice, what's your cultural background?
I am a second generation Korean Canadian.
Thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, I really love this one by Lao Tzu. I hope I pronounced that correctly. It goes, because one believes in oneself, one doesn't try to convince others. Because one is content with oneself, one doesn't need others' approval. Because one accepts oneself, the whole world accepts him or her. That one's really beautiful.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Well, the reason why I love that quote by Lao Tzu, which relates to my own personal definition of self-confidence, is that it really illustrates that self-confidence is the acceptance of and belief in oneself without the reliance on external validation or external measures in defining your own worth. It really comes from inside of ourselves.
Thanks for sharing that. That's a great definition. I also agree, you know, it's learning to work inside. And yeah, sometimes it's easy to say, you know, like we can let go of what other people think, but you know, it just takes work to get it done.
Absolutely.
And keep going. And you will be able to let go of, you know, the expectation of others. So thanks for sharing that. And Janice, what was your life like before you discovered self-confidence?
Well, before life, discovering my self-confidence, I very much did look outwards for that external validation to believe that I was worthy, that I was intelligent or beautiful, etc. You know, whether that was validation from my friends, from guys, my bosses, parents, I was really invested in and attached to receiving their praise or approval because that's what ultimately made me feel good about myself. And that also meant that if I received criticism or rejection instead, it was like the worst thing in the world because I had so much of my self-esteem and self-worth wrapped up in what others thought of me. And I think growing up in a society that emphasizes perfection, you know, one that is constantly bombarding people with the message that they have to be a certain way, ideal way in order to be worthy, valued, good, attractive, loved, and so on. You know, most, if not all of us learn from a very young age to look outside of ourselves to understand who we are, like as you were just saying. And so part of that looking outwards for me involved looking to others to tell me or to signal to me that I was worthy. And it also meant understanding my value depending on where I fell on the scale in comparison to others. And because there are always going to be others who, you know, whether it's perceived or real, have more money, more career success, more intelligence, attractiveness, even more confidence. I was always going to stay in that mentality of lacking, of not being enough, no matter how much more of whatever I gained.
Thanks for sharing that. That's something we all go through, you know, especially seeing the external value, especially in the world of social media, where it's like, if we don't get a like, we're not deemed like valuable or worthy. And it can hurt us in the end. It's so important to do that inner work and dig deep and realize that you're more than enough to, you know, be your authentic self and go out there and do what you love. And, you know, it was that point in your life when you realized, you know, that you were more than enough, that you can go out there and be the person that you are today. What was that aha moment?
Well, I don't know that I had one sort of profound aha moment in my discovery of self-confidence. If anything, it's been a really gradual process and one that definitely continues to this day. Part of that process has certainly been about, you know, learning to identify and love the positive aspects of myself and to nurture that. But discovering self-confidence has also involved some deeper work into looking at where my pain was really coming from, you know, the pain or the wound of feeling inadequate, of feeling unworthy or inferior, unlovable. And that has involved doing things like therapy, as well as exploring my trauma and core wounds, like the abandonment wound. Because no matter how many positive attributes I might write down on my list of why Janice is so awesome to try and boost my self-confidence, if I don't dive deeper into understanding that pain, that wound, and, you know, how it was cultivated through trauma, through things that happened from childhood and got reinforced throughout the years, and learn to then respond in a healthier way when that wound gets triggered now in the present, then I'm always going to continue to experience that pain in the way that it expresses itself as those feelings of inadequacy and unworthiness. So doing this deeper work has been really important for me in cultivating greater self-confidence, because if I can dive into that shadow side, you know, face what feels like the ugliness, the imperfection, and come out on the other side of that, then I will have developed a really deep acceptance in myself and love for myself that translates into that greater self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, because of your realization, what's your life been like now?
Well, as I mentioned, this is still a continuous work in progress and always will be. But since taking the steps to move away from focusing a lot on external validation and looking more inwardly, you know, listening to my own intuition in both defining myself and making my life decisions, I know that I've definitely experienced a greater sense of happiness, freedom, and self-confidence. Of course, some big changes I made were to leave an eight-year career I had built and had previously derived a lot of my self-worth from, I think, but was no longer happy. I moved away from the city and lived on my friend's farm for 8 months because I wanted to honor the part of me that needed to live more of my life in nature where I'm really, really, truly happy. And I started my podcast, the Soul's Work Podcast, where I talk very openly about my self-development journey and am able to be really vulnerable in sharing about my fears, my internalized depression, and past experiences with alcohol abuse, because I do now have a high degree of acceptance of my flaws, my imperfections, my shadow side. So those are just some examples of things I've pursued since what we might call my self-confidence discovery, but they've all been possible because of the greater belief and acceptance that I have for myself now. You know, they've all been possible because when I made those decisions, I didn't care what anyone else thought of them. You know, a lot of people call me crazy because I was so strong in my understanding of what I needed for myself to be truly happy and the most authentic version of me. And I had accepted that this is who I am. And I may not fit the exact mold of what society and others expect of me, but I'm okay with that.
Awesome. I think that's great. And I know, you know, when you go out there and do something that you love versus like following the crowd, you know, most people don't understand what you're doing, but, you know, the more you keep going out there and doing what you love, the more they can be inspired instead to go out there and do their own thing as well. So I think that's really great. And Janice, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Well, to other women who are on their own journeys, I would really encourage you to explore getting reconnected with your own intuition or your higher self so that you can access that grounding internal force and hear that internal voice within you with much greater clarity when all of those external voices are competing for your attention, which they always will be. But at the same time, I do really want to emphasize that, you know, while it is certainly important to engage in things like positive thinking strategies, you know, saying positive affirmations and whatnot, oftentimes there is deeper work to be done in our self-development journeys that looks into more of our darker aspects of ourselves. And, you know, they're only really considered dark because they are things that have typically remained hidden for a long time. They're things that we learn to repress and be ashamed of because we've been taught that those things are the opposite of perfection. But we still carry those things inside of us, and we will continue to experience them as feelings of unworthiness if they're not addressed. So I would also say, if you feel ready and safe enough to take that step, I would also encourage you to perhaps go deeper into exploring that side of you if you feel that any of those things are blocking your path to experiencing true self-acceptance and self-love. You know, it can be tough, but truly, truly rewarding work in your own self-confidence journey.
Thanks for sharing that. Those are some great tips that you mentioned. And Janice, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your podcast, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Absolutely. And you can find all of my podcast episodes at thesoulsworkpodcast.com. The Souls Work Podcast is also on Apple Podcasts as well, if you prefer. And janicehocreative.com is where my blog and some of my music lives. Facebook at Janice Ho Creative. I'm also on Instagram at Janice Ho Images and Twitter at Janice Ho Tweets.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Janice, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Janice's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I'm just really excited to have Janice on here today again to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Janice.
Thank you, Sheena. It was my pleasure.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.